look at this crib. In all of its glorious antiquery, every curve and surface speaks to me, saying pamper and spoil me, sand me and oil me, come on. I know to the untrained eye it's boring, but nothing's a chore when you're restoring. Apart from frustration, pain, and financial drain, it's fun. Folks say, Adam, why do you polish a crib when you don't have a kid? And even if you did have a kid, this crib is too precious for placing a baby inside it. So it simply exists to remind you your sense of perfection is just a reflection that you are not mentally prepared to make room for a kid. Adam, why don't you live, Adam? Just make a start. Are you willing to take the next step? Ready, set, ready, set.
Look at these jugs! Amazingly glazed and terracottery. I took some clay and made you pottery. The world will never wreck you. I'll protect you in a mother's embrace. Folks say, Barbara, why can't you see that ceramics is simply a manifestation of motherly panic? By making a baby that's breakable, aren't you creating a way of translating the terror of making maternal mistakes into clay? Hiding away so you don't have to face being a bad mom? Barbara, that's what you've done. Barbara, take the next step. Ready, set.
Here we stand at the end of a 10-year plan. A house, a yard, a minivan. A baby should be next. Together, let's leap off the cliff. Fall forever, then smash to bits. Trapped in a terrifying fiber pit of diapers and regret. Are we valid?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Why rush?
Why rush?
Soon enough our hopes and our dreams will be crushed. But not yet.
Not yet.
Not now.
Not now.
Oh. No!
See, we can't start a family in a house with creaky floorboards.
You are absolutely right. Let's add it to the list with the cracks in the plaster.
A Wi-Fi should be faster.
This sofa needs a caster.
The bathroom's a disaster.
What about global poverty?
What about world peace?
Then there's the whole darn economy.
The whole Middle East.
We should learn Mandarin.
Yeah, or Spanish at least.
No habla español. Household or not. So let those low down, breaking the sweat. What's the point of having children if we're drowning in debt? Yeah, we're totally,
completely,
maybe 80%.
I'd say 78.
Ready to take the next step.
Yeah.
The next step. The next step. The next step. Ready, set, let's go.
I wasn't kidding, it's a show about death.